Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Some would consider this to be the end of life, but it isn't. My name is John Moore, and I would like to invite you to join with me as we examine the questions of life and death. Did you know that on the average, 107 people die every minute and end up in a place like this? That's 153,000 people per day. That's a staggering number. And it's hard to believe that many people are dying every day. But it happens. Death comes to the very old and to the very young and to everyone in between. And as much as we might like to go on living, all of us will face death. But what happens to us when we die? Does life after death exist? And if so, what kind of life? Does heaven exist? Does hell exist? And what will happen to you when you die? And more importantly, will it matter what you have believed and how you have lived in this life? And will the answer to those questions affect your eternal destiny? You know, most people believe that the majority of those who die will end up going to heaven. But listen to what Jesus says.
Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Did you hear what Jesus said there? He said there are few that find life, and many that go into the path of destruction. Now, are you a part of the few, or are you a part of the many? And are you certain about your eternal destiny? You know, what is even more sobering is what Jesus said about those who do believe in Him as their personal Savior.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Now, according to what Jesus said, many religious people will not enter into heaven. Merely calling upon the name of Jesus is clearly not enough to prepare a soul to enter into heaven. According to verse 21, Jesus said that we must do the will of the Father in order to go to heaven. Now let me ask you a question. Have you done the will of the Father? If you were to die today and stand before Jesus, what would He say to you? Would He say, Depart from me, for I never knew you? Or would He welcome you into heaven? Are you absolutely certain about what He would say to you? Do you ever wonder whether or not you're saved? Do you have doubts, fears? Do you have questions? Well, if you've ever had a question about life after death and whether or not you're truly saved, you've probably wondered about your purpose in life. You may have asked the question, why am I here? And does God have a purpose for me? Since time began, human beings have been asking those questions. The philosopher, the theologian, the chemist, mothers and dads, carpenters, attorneys, they've all asked those questions. Now, many of these people have been given all kinds of answers to these questions, and some of those answers even contradict each other. That can be very distressing and very confusing, especially when we consider that there are so many different answers to those questions. So what are the true answers to those questions? And which belief system is correct? And does it make a difference about what you believe and how you live here upon this earth? Wouldn't you like to be absolutely certain about that? Wouldn't you like to know the truth? Friend, I want you to know that you don't have to go through life wondering. The greatest man that ever walked the face of the earth brought us answers to those questions. Answers that can set us free. Answers that can set us free from our doubts. Answers that can set us free from our fears and from our worries. And answers that can set us free as to whether or not we are saved. Those answers are to be found in the Word of God. And in that great book, Jesus tells us about truth and how truth can set us free. Listen to the words of Jesus.
If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Indeed, those are powerful words. And as we contemplate the meaning of that passage, let's consider three things about truth. Number one, let's notice that Jesus implies in this passage that we can know truth. That is to say, truth exists. It's real. It's tangible. It's not just whatever you believe it to be or what someone else believes it to be, but truth is real. There is an objective standard for determining what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is evil. You don't have to wonder about whether or not I'm telling you the truth or anyone else. Truth certainly exists, and we can know what we need to do in order to go to heaven. Now, number two, not only can we know truth, but truth can set us free. It can set us free from being a slave to sin, from being in bondage to sin. Jesus said, "Whosoever commits sin is a slave to sin." Now let me ask you something. Do you struggle with sin? Is it a heavy burden for you? Have you become a slave to money, to alcohol, or other forms of drugs? Are you a slave to pornography? What about your relationship with your spouse? Are you having difficulty in that relationship? Are you failing in your responsibilities as a parent? Are you burdened with things like resentment, jealousy, hatred? Do you have problems with racial prejudice? Those things can weigh heavy on us. They can be indeed a great burden to us. And yet I want you to know there's hope. Indeed, truth can set us free from those restraints. Not only can truth set us free from unrighteous behavior, but it also can set us free from false religious practices and the traditions of men. Like some in the first century who were burdened by the false religious practices of the Pharisees, mentioned in Mark chapter 7 and in Matthew chapter 23, there are many people today who are burdened with various rites and ceremonies and religious practices that are nowhere mentioned in the Bible, nor authorized by God. Those man-made traditions and ordinances can often become very weary and burdensome. And more importantly, they can cause our worship to become vain. In Matthew 15:9, Jesus, in speaking about the Pharisees' traditions that were not mentioned in the Bible, he said, "In vain do you worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." Now, what about you? Are you in bondage to the religious traditions and to the ordinances of men? Have you been shackled by the teachings and the commandments of men? Are you being asked to do things that God has never asked you to do? If so, I want you to know there is hope. because truth can set us free from this kind of bondage and this kind of restraint. With the knowledge of truth, we don't have to live in uncertainty or fear. And whether it comes in the form of obvious sinful behaviors or false religious practices, sin truly captivates. It enslaves. And yet Jesus and His Word can set us free. Satan, the father of all lies and evil practices, doesn't have to be our master. With truth on our side, Jesus, the sovereign ruler of the universe, He can be our master and our Lord. Now, not only can we know truth, and not only does truth set us free, but number three, we need to know that truth is to be found in Jesus. While here upon the earth, Jesus said that He and He alone is truth.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
So if we're searching for truth, and Jesus is the truth, then we should go to Jesus to find that truth. The Bible clearly teaches that truth is to be found in the person and in the words of Jesus. Listen again to what Jesus says about truth.
If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
So you see, it is the words of Jesus that can set us free. Those words are a precious commodity. And as in the words of an Old Testament writer, we should buy the truth and sell it not. The truth, as revealed in the Bible, is so vitally important. By reading 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, we learn that truth can purify our souls. By reading 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9, we learn that we must obey truth if we're going to avoid eternal punishment. You know, life is so uncertain. The bodies of the very old and the very young and all ages in between are in this cemetery. Some of those individuals died unexpectedly and without warning. I wonder how many of them died not knowing the truth. None of us have the promise of even another second here upon this earth. While some may live to be 70, 80, 90, or even 100 years old, one thing is for certain, as long as this earth still stands, people are going to die. But what takes place then? According to the Bible, we're going to be judged by what we have done here upon this earth. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 2 and also in verse number 16, the Apostle Paul said that we're going to be judged according to the gospel. In other words, according to truth. That's right, we're going to be judged according to truth. Now you might be thinking, well, I'm already saved, and I'm very sincere about what I believe, and my feelings are telling me that I've already discovered the truth. Well, friends, I hope that that's the case. I hope you have discovered the truth. But you know, sincerity is not enough to save you. Before obeying the truth, the Apostle Paul himself was a very religious individual and very sincere about his beliefs. And yet he came to realize that he had been the chief of sinners. In Acts chapter 22, we read about the Apostle Paul revealing that he had been zealous toward God, even though he had been killing Christians. Paul was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong. Now, what about you? Perhaps you have a great deal of zeal, but you've never really searched the Scriptures to see whether or not the things that you believe are consistent with what the Bible teaches. Do you really know the truth? And are you absolutely certain about it? Why don't you join me on this journey as we search for truth?
And the truth shall set you free. God's word is truth.